Temperatures in the 60s at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. A third person has died of COVID-19 in Forest County, the health department announced yesterday. As a whole, the county easily leads the Northwoods in positive cases and deaths. Forest County has 35 confirmed cases, most tied to the Bay at New Rock Nursing Home in Leona. Iron County is the only other area county with a COVID death, with one. Other counties have far fewer cases than Forest as well. Oneida County has 17. Vilas has 10, Lincoln has 8, Langlade has 7, and Price and Iron counties have 2 apiece. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office reports a woman shot her boyfriend in the shoulder in the town of Lake Tomahawk early yesterday morning. The Sheriff's Office got a 911 call just after midnight on Monday morning from Big Doe Road. When deputies arrived, they found 58-year-old Christine Stamler had shot 58-year-old Delano Robert Blunt Jr. in the right shoulder after a prolonged domestic dispute. Blunt was taken to Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Stamler was taken to the Oneida County Jail. An investigation into the shooting is still underway. And a stabbing Sunday afternoon in the town of Nokomis led to the arrest of a Florida man. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office investigated after the caller said he wasn't from the area and wanted to go home. He said there were several men coming to fight him in the area of Nokomis Park. Later, another caller said that his friend was stabbed twice with a 3-inch blade. 34-year-old Robert H. Williams of Panama City, Florida, was accused of stabbing a 28-year-old Tomahawk man 3 times. Tomahawk man was taken to the hospital. Williams was taken to the Oneida County Jail, and charges are being referred to the district attorney's office. The nation is in a recession mainly caused by the coronavirus outbreak, and housing sales in Wisconsin reflected that in May. The Wisconsin Realtors Association found home sales fell by 25% on a year-over-year basis. Interestingly, median prices continued to rise, increasing 6% from a year ago. Ken Krall has more.
Dr. David Clark is an economist working with the group. He says the pandemic emergency hit at a time when sales usually climb.
Economic lockdown had a substantial effect on May sales.
Clark says home sales that closed in May were likely under contract in late March or early to mid-April, and this is the time when a lot of potential buyers and sellers decided to sit tight. Clark thinks June sales numbers will be off for a similar reason, but thinks if you can find the financing, it would be a good time to buy.
Mortgage rates are at record low levels. So if you can find a home, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage was 3.23% in May. It's never been lower than that since Freddie Mac has been tracking those mortgage rates.
In the Northwoods, median prices through May rose 6% to $160,000, while sales were off about 10% through May compared to a year ago. WRA Chairman Steve Beers says realtors are following CDC guidelines to ensure buyer and seller safety. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
Even before Governor Tony Evers put his Safer at Home order into effect, Church Mutual sent its employees to work from home. Now the large Merrill company is targeting early September to begin gradually bringing them back to the office. We spoke with the company's CEO. Church Mutual employs more than 600 people at its Merrill headquarters. President and CEO Rich Poirier says, as an insurer, the company views itself as a role model during the pandemic. More than 90% of its employees are working from home. Now, it's targeting early September to start bringing them back.
One non-negotiable promise I have made to all the employees, if you're not comfortable coming back before there's a vaccine, I will not force you to come back. Long as you're getting your job done and you're productive, I will never force you to come back until there's a vaccine.
But the company is also having discussions about more employees permanently working from home. Like for many business operators, large and small, the pressure of return-to-work decisions can be crushing, Poirier says.
It's the number one thing that keeps me up at night. If I make a bad decision, I don't get a second shot at this, Ben. If I reopen too quickly or I do something, wrong and somebody dies, I don't get that back.
According to Poirier, the company has not had a single employee test positive for COVID-19 nationwide. And here our full conversation with Poirier at 5:45 p.m. here on WXPR and as well at WXPR.org. In your forecast for this afternoon, thunderstorms a possibility after about this time. Cloudy, then becoming mostly sunny later on. High will reach 69 degrees. Partly cloudy, low around 48 tonight. Then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny otherwise. High 71. Sunny 78 on Thursday. Chance of showers and 79 on Friday. This is WXPR News.